Before one can study music in the Bible, a few parameters and working definitions must first be established, namely, what is music and what is the Bible? Perhaps surprisingly, neither of these terms carry the same meaning to everyone. In fact, their definitions can be quite diverse. Defining music is important because the biblical descriptions of what qualifies as music or a musical instrument may differ from person to person. For example, more than 165 small bronze bells have been discovered by archaeologists throughout Israel in recent decades. Few people would argue that a bell choir does not meet the standard of music, but what about a set of wind chimes suspended on a front porch? Do those qualify as producing music? Perhaps it is the pitches that matter. Some enthusiasts might say that carefully selected wind chimes, perhaps those with the pitches of a major pentatonic scale, C, D, E, G, A, qualify as music. But randomly selected pipes, which produce pitches that are dissonant or out of tune, are just making noise. In the Bible, both priests and military horses wore garments adorned with golden bells. Exodus 28:34, Zechariah 14:20. Do those rise to the standard of music? What about the shofar, the hollowed-out ram's horn blown like a trumpet? An average person playing a shofar is only capable of producing one or two pitches. Even a skilled musician can likely only produce three or four pitches. Despite a given shofar's limited number of possible pitches, they always sound harmoniously, arpeggiating a major chord. Some might say this narrow range means that the shofar cannot be classified as a musical instrument. But before the invention of the piston valve in the early 19th century, European classical trumpeters performed virtuosically while facing a similar limitation. Maybe how the instrument is being used makes a difference. Perhaps when a shofar is sounded to signal troops in battle, it is not a musical instrument, but when that same shofar is sustained harmoniously over songs of worship, it is a musical instrument. The Oxford English Dictionary defines music as, quote, the art of combining vocal or instrumental sounds, or both, to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotion, end quote. Musicians and musicologists have long struggled to define music because none of the definitions offered seem to adequately describe the music of plain chant, Ludwig von Beethoven, Peking opera, the Beatles, Ghanaian drum ensembles, Karlheinz Stockhausen, AC/DC, Eminem, John Cage, Miles Davis, and Billie Eilish, yet all are considered to be great examples of music by their fans. The most problematic aspect of the Oxford definition is the highly subjective term beauty. Tastes and examples of excellence in Oxford's noted criteria, form, harmony, and emotion, are often unique to the cultures that produce a specific variety of music. Some fans of Beethoven are all too often left more confused than moved following their first exposure to Peking opera. How many times have you heard someone say that heavy metal or rap isn't music? When I explain to my university music students that Karlheinz Stockhausen, Brian Wilson, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon were pioneers in the approaches that would later lead to the hip-hop genre, which I always follow with a performance of Stockhausen's Studie Eins or the Beatles' Revolution 9, I often hear a retort along the lines of, that isn't even music. So where does one draw the line between sound and music? The only way to move forward using the term music with any universality is to simply accept that sounds become music when listened to by people who take those sounds to be music. In conducting research for this book, the sound examples that I took as music were any instances in the Bible in which sound was controlled. This included plucking and strumming stringed instruments, blowing wind instruments, striking or shaking drum and percussion instruments, as well as singing, chanting, or heightened speech of any kind. However, it should be noted that context is of critical importance. The shofar may not sound like music to some listeners when it is used as a civil or military signal, but no one listening to Israeli musician Yoni Dror play a shofar with the Yama Ensemble would question that it is undeniably a musical instrument capable of conveying great emotion and musicality in the right hands.